Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Aaliyah in Sydney with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a large bushfire forced the Warrego Highway to close in both directions between Brisbane and Toowoomba. A prepare-to-leave warning was issued around 3:45 p.m. on Sunday at Plainland in the Lockyer Valley. A 24-hour fire ban was imposed yesterday for Ipswich and the Lockyer Valley and is set to end at midnight tonight. Lockyer Valley Regional Council Mayor Tanya Milligan says up to 20 homes could have been at risk.
In more local news, more than 2,000 homes are set to be built as part of a major riverside development in Brisbane's North Shore. Deputy Premier Jared Blay revealed the North Shore Hamilton former industrial site will be handed off to 5 developers with plans for 13 residential towers, hotel, and a supermarket. Mr. Blay had previously scrapped the former Labour government's affordable housing mandate, urging it had, quote, stopped development, end quote. He says in order to relieve the housing crisis, the government is, quote, not discriminating on the types of housing it builds across the state. Queensland Labour leader Stephen Miles says that the project, quote, is out of touch and is about building luxury homes for the wealthy, end quote.
In national news, Sydney CBD is set to install a solar farm which will reduce carbon emissions by 2,000 tons a year. The International Convention Centre Sydney, or ICC Sydney, will be the largest solar farm in any city centre in the Southern Hemisphere and will consist of 4,500 photovoltaic panels on its rooftop. The panels will generate enough electricity to power up to 400 homes and will allow Sydney to produce 300% more renewable energy. Officials say that more cities are likely to follow in suit.
In more national news, more than 300 homes across remote South Australia have received upgrades, including ceiling and external wall insulation. Funded through the investment returns from the Housing Future Fund, the upgrades have been carried across 7 communities on the Anang U Pich Un Jara Yung Kun Jara lands. Minister for Indigenous Australian Manori Diri McCarthy said the housing was an important part of efforts to address the closing the gap targets.
In international news, more than 1,500 flights in Indonesia are cancelled following a chain of volcanic eruptions that began on Friday. Jakarta Soekarno-Hatta International Airport was the first to be closed among the 8 airports who suspended their services after ash from Mount Anak Krakatau was detected. This affected a number of international flights, including those to and from Australia. Local newspaper Kompas reported several school activities were cancelled after students and residents suffered eye irritation while fishermen cancelled their fishing trips. The volcanic eruption comes as Indonesia is still suffering from widespread wildfires in Kalimantan, Sumatra, and Papua while still recovering from Flores earthquake.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with no chance of rain. It is currently not as sweltering as yesterday with a moderate 16 degrees and a maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all for your 8 a.m. news. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.